They look for trees that have loose bark for bats to crawl under and things of that nature, as well as actual habitats existing. That was $2,400 expense, which was federal money, 100% of funding. And that study did come back in our favor. But the thing is, we're going to go ahead and purchasing the 50-acre property. We cannot remove the obstruction until fall, because the bats, they say, might come back if there's situations are environmental.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to wait for the actual removal.